Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we discuss your word in the book of Matthew chapter 6 today, continuing, I ask you to bless it. I ask you to show us what to do. I ask you to reveal to us the truth of this mighty book, and I ask you to bless everything we do today, that it may bring such glory and honor to you and your kingdom on this earth. And we're thankful to be a part of that kingdom and have the privilege to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, yesterday we were talking in Matthew chapter 6 about how we should put God in his kingdom first and how we don't have much faith because we were talking about whatever we put first is where our treasure is. And the Lord tells us clearly that we're to build our treasures in heaven. And he even said yesterday there in verse 25, he says, take no thought for your life, for what you shall eat or what you shall drink, no, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on it, not for life more than meat, and the body more than raiment. In verse 26, he says, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed or dressed like one of these flowers. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven to burn, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? That's us. We do not trust God. The reason we don't trust him is because we don't know him. We don't know anything about him. We don't know his attributes, his character. The only way you can learn about God is reading his word. When you begin to read the word of God, you begin to understand who this magnificent God is. And when you put him first in all things you do, he will absolutely bless you beyond your wildest dreams. Verse 31, he says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all, these things do the Gentiles or the world seek. He says, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now that's in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now then, what are we supposed to seek after? When we seek after the things of God, when we serve the Lord, we're about his work, we're not ashamed of him, we're studying his word, we're learning about our King, we're making Jesus Lord of our life, he will meet all of your needs beyond your wildest dreams. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You can be well assured that the devil is out there, and he's always working on people. He's trying everything he can to get you to doubt, to not trust God, to not believe, so that he can get legal right to you. You know, I guess I will never in my lifetime, and I hate to confess this, because the older I get, the more I understand about both the kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell. And the more I understand why so many young people fall to so many things. They have no idea the thoughts that are coming to their mind, where they're coming from. But these thoughts are coming from the enemy. we just don't realize that when you're a young person, and you're getting started in life where these thoughts, oh, just have a cigarette with the boys or the girls. You know, you'll enjoy it. No, it will start a process that will kill you. And those thoughts will come to your children to, you know, just be one of the gang and take this drugs, you know, some of these drugs and things. It won't hurt you. You'll enjoy it. No, they are from the devil, and they're killing you. He's teaching you to drink, to get drunk, and then get in a car and drive so he can kill you and someone else. The devil is totally, totally involved in all of these things. We just don't realize what that beast is doing to us and where these thoughts are coming from. But when you begin to seek God and His righteousness, then you will begin to understand where all these things are coming from. And then you won't yield to them no more. When the devil begins to put those thoughts on you, you just absolutely will not yield to him anymore. So the thing about it is, we are to trust the Lord as His children. We are to trust Him in all things under the new covenant as we become children. Right here in the New Testament in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where you read these things, technically, in the Old Testament, the people were servants. And in this little interim period, He calls them friends. But when He died on that cross and arose again, when we come into His kingdom there, we come to Him in the closest form of organic unity that you can ever come to Him. We become His children. We become children of the Most High God. So we take on a whole new way of life when we become children of God. But in Matthew chapter 7, the next verse here, in chapter 7, verse, he says, "Judge not, lest that you be judged." Now, I hear lots of people talk about this, but if you are here in the world, you're not a child of God at this point. You're just a friend to Jesus. You are not to judge the world, because if you're lost, they're lost, you're not to judge them. Even when you become a child of God, you are not to judge the lost world. But the thing about it is, which we so miss, when we become children, we become clean and pure and holy, just as if we had never sinned. We are supposed to walk in that the rest of our life. So as children of God, when we see a brother or sister sinning, doing something's wrong, we are to go to them and sit down and talk with them and tell them what they're doing. Not necessarily are we going to judge them, but we're going to sit down and talk with them and tell them as their brother or sister in Christ what they're doing wrong. Because the Word of God clearly says that sin, as we begin to sin, it brings forth death. So under the new law, when we're not walking in obedience to God's Word, whenever we begin to walk in sin, according to Galatians, we have fell from grace. We didn't lose our salvation, but we fell from grace, and we have transgressed the law. We have broken the law. So when we break the law, then the hounds of hell, which are the police officers of the spirit world, have legal right to come get us. And the devil, being a legalist, he will do that. Now let me explain to you just a little bit clear. It took me a long time to understand this. But I think about this wonderful grace. In other words, we live in an age of grace. We are technically free to live within the realms of love, and then there's no problem. We can do anything we want to under love, and if we walk in love, you won't do no damage to your neighbor or nobody else, and you love God with all your heart. Well, you're totally free. But let's just take in the state that you live in. They have given you grace to drive on the highway, provided you have a car, it's registered, and the registration is current, probably must have liability insurance, you must maybe even an inspection sticker on it, and you must have a driver's license, and everything must be current. And if you have all that, now you're ready to go sit down in that car and get ready to crank it up and drive it on the highway. But that's not all the requirements. When you drive out on that highway, they've given you grace to drive from, say, 0 to 60 or whatever, or 0 to 35 or whatever the speed limit they've set on that segment of road. As long as you stay within those confines of the law, no police officer will stop you. If you're driving normal, driving down the road in a some kind of a condition that's normal, you're not swerving or driving off the roads or pulling over into somebody's other lane. If you're driving normal, like you should, and you're driving within the speed limit, the police officer won't stop you. But let's say that the speed limit is 60 maximum, and you have all these requirements met, and you're driving 60, and you pass a police officer, no problem. You're within the confines of the grace that the law of that state laid down for you. But all of a sudden you say, well, but I'm in a bigger hurry today and I want to drive 80. Well, now that grace don't extend to 80. It only extends to 60. So when you start speeding, now then you go over a hill up there at 80 miles an hour, although you have a car, it's yours, and you're on the highway, you have a driver's license, it's current, and your inspection sticker's current, your license plate's current, you have liability insurance, and everything that's required is there, except one area. One area, you speeded. When you pass 60, you're speeding. Sometimes they will extend that grace another mile or two or three or four or five, but very rarely will they go past 10. But if you go 80 miles an hour, you're 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, and I don't know a single police officer that would even begin to extend that grace to 80 miles an hour, unless you were taking a child or somebody to some place that had been injured, taking them to whatever, then they might extend that grace and they might even go with you. But when you break that law, you've gone past grace. That's the way it is in the kingdom of God. If you stay within the confines of grace, which is to love God with all your heart, love your neighbor as yourself, then the hounds of hell cannot touch you. But when you go outside of those realms, you fall from grace, you transgress the law, and you're guilty, and the devils, the demons, have legal right to torment you. So whatever you do, remember, when the Lord told us, do not sin, that's what he meant. He meant for us to walk holy before God. He clearly says in Proverbs 19:23 and in Psalms 91 and in 1 John 5:18 that if we do not sin, we walk holy before him. The devils of hell cannot touch us. So whatever you do, walk holy before God. Now I'd like to invite you to call me if you'd like these teaching audio, video, DVD, CD, tapes, and so forth, free and postpaid. We will send them to you. If you'll call us at 940-242-2106. Or get to us on the web. Go to www.tlsm.org. There you can see a list of events where we're going to be. It has an order form there. You can fill out, put your name and address. We'll be happy to send you free and postpaid audio and video tapes and whatever is listed there. And have a blessed day in Jesus' name.